And now I call to order the second informal meeting of the second session of the IGE on Consumer Protection Law and Policy. We have two sub-sessions this afternoon: roundtable on the protection of vulnerable and disadvantaged consumers, and the presentation on framework for voluntary peer reviews on consumer protection law and policy. Let us start with the roundtable. In 2015, the revised United Nations Guidelines for Consumer Protection of 2015 recognized for the first time the protection of vulnerable and disadvantaged consumers as one of the legitimate needs which the guidelines are intended to meet. According to recent research, consumer vulnerability should be considered in light of various dimensions, such as socio-demographic, behavioral, personal situation, and market environment. To facilitate these interactive discussions, the Secretariat raises the following issues. What initiatives do member states develop to address the needs of vulnerable and disadvantaged consumers? What strategies can member states develop in the field of financial services for vulnerable and disadvantaged consumers, involving business and civil society? Considering consumer vulnerabilities in a changing world, how can international cooperation contribute to a more inclusive and sustainable environment for vulnerable and disadvantaged consumers? Today, we are privileged to have with us the following eminent speakers on the subject: His Excellency Paulo Ferreira, Deputy Minister for Economy and Secretary for Trade, Ministry of Economy, Portugal; Mr. Atif Yaqub, Chairman, Consumer Protection Agency, Egypt; Mr. Brian Lingela, Director for Consumer Protection, Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, Zambia; Mr. Pradeep Mehta, Secretary General, CATS International. Thank you for your presence today. Before I give the floor to our distinguished speakers, I would like to give the floor to the ENCTAD Secretariat for a presentation on the protection of vulnerable and disadvantaged consumers. Please.